reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. While Jesus was speaking, up came one of the officials, who bowed low in front of him and said, "My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her, and her life will be saved." Jesus rose and with his disciples followed him. Then from behind him came a woman who had suffered from a hemorrhage for 12 years, and she touched the fringe of his cloak, for she said to herself, "I can only touch his cloak, I shall be well again." Jesus turned round and saw her, and he said to her, "Courage, my daughter, your faith has restored you to health." From that moment, the woman was well again. When Jesus reached the official's house and saw the flute players with the crowd making a commotion, he said, "Get out of here, the little girl is not dead, she's asleep." And they laughed at him. When the people had been turned out, he went inside and took the little girl by the hand, and she stood up. The news spread all round the countryside. The Gospel of the Lord. Very basic geometry we're taught teaches us that some objects are bigger than others. Sort of thing you have to discuss with young children who have a very limited sense of space, to show that the big object cannot fit inside the small object. If it's regular, a circle, if it's big, cannot fit inside a smaller circle, or a square, or a ball, or a box. Big things surround small things. That's the geometry of matter, material things. It's not the geometry of the spirit. Human beings are spirit and matter. So it's complex for us. But in so much as we are spiritual, in so much as we live by our thoughts, our considerations of others, our yearnings, our understanding, we're not bound by that geometry. Human lives fit inside each other. No such thing as a life that's bigger than another life. So that one life surrounds another life entirely, but cannot be surrounded itself. Our lives are intermingled. The Gospel is saying just that. It's a story of two miracles. Superficially, it's one miracle inside another miracle. The miracle of the little girl being raised, the miracle of the woman who is cured by touching the cloak. Being Matthew, it's a much shorter and simpler version than the original version in Mark. I think Mark is the original version. Matthew, although it's a longer gospel, when he takes Mark's stories, tends to compress them. But the basic pattern is there. It's not that the woman who's cured is inside the story of the girl. It's rather they're both inside each other's stories, what Christ makes possible. The woman's life surrounds the girl's life, it's a young girl, whereas the girl herself is the one who's to be cured, and the woman steps into that. Lives contain each other. It's always been the nature of human life. But Christ reveals this more fully to us. The strange geometry of the Gospel of John. I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. It's not really that strange, because human beings contain each other. That's what love is. Two people who love each other are in each other. But here the woman and the child have no awareness of each other. The Gospel of Mark has many more details, it's more complex. The Gospel of Mark tells us the woman was sick for 12 years and the girl was 12 years old. So the woman's sickness, every day of it, every day of her meaningless, baffling suffering and frustration, was a day of that girl's life. She doesn't know that. She doesn't know how the lives connect. But Christ connects them. And it's not a connection of simply two lives touching each other briefly, for no purpose. It's rather that their lives were always connected, as all lives are. Matthew's version is much simpler. One of the benefits of simplicity is he tends to cut to the chase, where Mark gives different reasons for Christ responding to people. Matthew reduces it quite simply to faith, where Mark talks of cures, Matthew prefers to talk of being saved, as is here. My daughter has died. Lay your hand on her and her life will be saved. The woman too is told that she is saved. Mark has said saved and then goes away healthy. And that's because the stories of the miracles themselves are only part of the whole. The salvation that matters, not a healing for a time. Little girl has died long ago, whoever she was, as a woman, but they're saved, and there is faith. In the case of the woman, it's her own faith, a faith surrounded by people who ignore her, who don't even see her, right in the middle of the crowd. In the case of the girl, it's the faith of the father. That's also a message, that we can have faith in other people's behalf. That's why we baptize young children, because there is a faith of the family, of the community, who have faith in their behalf. Faith isn't just then a personal quality. We can have faith for other people. But eventually, as we grow, we have to find our own faith. Truly, a story about the geometry of human lives, which is so much more complex than physical geometry. We are physical. We can reach out to each other, we can embrace each other as a sort of surrounding each other. It's not perfect. But the Spirit enables us to reach out in a greater way. And that's why the early church placed such emphasis on the prayers of people who are described as hermits. Read the stories of church fathers in the desert, came from a mother in the desert, who never thought of themselves as simply running away from people, but rather reaching out to surround the church. They prayed for the church as a whole, very conscious of being part of the body of Christ. They wrapped their lives around the lives of all who struggled to live a life of faith. They also understood that they too were surrounded by faith of other people. The geometry of human lives were in each other. It's as simple as that.